We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, it's time for our NFL picks. And a little bit of politics thrown in. We're joined every Friday by my colleague Gary Hess and the former governor of Virginia, George Allen, who has his own connection to the Redskins. And I am delighted to have you here. I don't want to jump the gun, but I am noticing that I'm ahead of you, Governor. When it comes
you're
to
the, doing great. The picks. You and your coin.
My coin is really kicking butt, and I think I may leapfrog ahead of Gary by the time this is all said and done. That's my real plan.
Don't hold your breath.
Well, gosh, if Cleveland would I was actually rooting for Cleveland just for you, Jonathan. It'd just be great. You go 4-0 if Cleveland would upset the 49ers, but they didn't.
That would have been great. Hey, I've got to ask you a question, though. Are you watching this, stuff, not just the protesters in Hong Kong, but this NBA issue? I mean, I'm watching the video where they're actually in China scraping the NBA banners off the arena walls already. I mean, China's hypersensitive about this. And I remember when I worked for you in the Senate, you went to China and met with a lot of those officials. What's your take on this?
Yeah, John, you know, when you were working for me, the advice they said to me as a senator is don't bring up the three T's, Tiananmen, Tibet, or Taiwan.
And let me guess, you brought up all three.
Of course, and the Falun Gong that really set him off into orbit on the concept of freedom of religion.
Right.
For the NBA, their viewership in China is larger than it is in the United States.
Wow.
It's a major, major market. You know me, I'm for freedom of expression, freedom of religion, private ownership of property, the rule of law. Generally speaking, all four of those are missing in China. Hong Kong, which, like Singapore, is considered one of the most free economic systems in the country, in the world. And the NBA is walking a fine line. They want to get into that market and all the money you make from it. But it's not just them. It's Starbucks. It's Marriott. There's all sorts of the airlines out of Hong Kong. All of them are getting pressured by the Chinese Communist Party. Autocracy, not to take the side of those who in Hong Kong who want to have their own freedom of expression and so forth, and then for China to say, oh, this has upset the people of China. Well, they restrict so much of what the people in China can read or see anyway. Who knows what the real reaction is?
Yeah, but they don't play by the same rules, mainland China, and they're making that very clear to these American companies.
Oh yeah. And so it shows how difficult it is to deal with them. I think that it wasn't as if the general manager was saying any of the Houston Rockets was at a game and put up a sign that said "Free Hong Kong" or something in support of the people of Hong Kong. This was his own individual statement, and all not representing the Houston Rockets, but they made him back down from it because of the economic aspects of it. It's to me, it is very illustrative of a point that October 10th is like the Independence Day for the Republic of China, otherwise known as Taiwan.
Right.
Where the president there, she made a comment about this one country, two systems framework would not work in Hong Kong, Taiwan, or anywhere else. And she said, because authoritarianism and democracy cannot coexist. And this is showing that a totalitarian autocracy doesn't work with freedom and democracy. And it's an ugly lesson
for our guys.
Yeah, and how difficult. And, can imagine when you talk about the transfer of technology, that companies want to do business in that gigantic market of China, where the government forces them to give up their intellectual property or trade secrets, so to speak, just to get into that market, and how difficult it is to get a trade agreement with China because of their dominance, their determination. They're smart. They know what they want to do. They don't have to worry about public opinion because they completely control it. There's nothing like WRVA anywhere in China, and they probably try to restrict anybody from even.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't last very long over there, I'm sure. Our guys have got to have a little backbone and start standing up to it, despite the fact that it's going to cost them. Hey, I'm watching the clock too. I've got to ask you about your Roanoke Times piece. You mentioned rural freedom in the headline. What do you mean by that?
Well, for rural areas, the key economic drivers in rural areas are agriculture, forestry, farming, ranching, and also manufacturing. A lot of manufacturing are done in small towns and rural areas, and the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement would open those markets for our farmers and ranchers. For Virginia, Canada and Mexico alone have more trade, more exports from Virginia to those countries than we do to the next 11 countries combined. So that's what's important. And the other is our great selling point for Virginia being the furthest state north on the eastern seaboard with a right to work law, where men and women are not forced or compelled to join a union as a condition of work. And so those are
that's
two really important things that legislators in Washington and legislators in Richmond need to adhere to make sure there is more freedom and opportunity and jobs for people in rural Virginia as well as everywhere else in our Commonwealth.
I'm glad you're bringing it up. You need to remind people of that.
Yep. Hey, Governor, I know we need to get to the football picks, but I just got to ask you for your take real quick on the coaching change that happened up with the Redskins this week.
Well, it wasn't surprising. You can't go 0-4 and get slaughtered in so many of these games. I mean, they're just getting beat badly. Bill Callahan's an outstanding coach. I've known him since the days he was with the Raiders. Every offensive lineman loves his instruction. And I think he'll have them focused. They'll have to focus this week. You hate making coaching changes in the middle of a season. But I think Coach Callahan will be a good, steady, focused influence. And he and the assistant coaches will prepare the players. And they got to win in Miami.
Miami coming off a bye week. You know, usually we do the Redskins pick last. But since we talked about that, let's do that one first. The Redskins going down to Miami. I think I know who you're picking.
I'm picking the Redskins as a prayer and get their first win, even though they don't have to pay state income taxes in Florida.
You know, I think Miami coming off a bye week makes it very concerning to me, but I think I'm going to pick the Redskins here as well. I think they're going to circle the wagons with the coaching change. A lot of people have really criticized it. I think Bill Callahan is doing a smart thing, not rushing Dwayne Haskins out there at quarterback. I'm not sure if it'll be Colt McCoy or Case Keenum, but I think the Redskins are going to go down there and get a win.
All right, McCoy.
Well, you've been 5-for-5 picking against the Redskins, which is the difference in our record. So I'm really
glad I picked them, right?
Oh, it's wonderful, Gary.
Me
Good
too.
Good indicator. All right, what does the coin say, John?
All right, let's see. Heads is the host team, and it's tails.
He's going with the Redskins
It's the three of us on board for this one.
Hail yeah!
Hail yeah, indeed. Okay, you know, I kind of pick the top matchup every week too, and there are several we could have picked from. The Niners are undefeated; they're playing the Rams in L.A. But I'm really intrigued by this game. Philadelphia going to Minnesota to play the Vikings. Who do you like in that one?
I'd wish both teams could lose. I just like Philadelphia more than Minnesota. I think Minnesota playing at home will be an advantage. So I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Vikings discovered their pass game last week. Their defense is outstanding. I think they win at home as well.
Heads.
So you're going with Minnesota as well.
Yep. All right.
Just copycat following suit.
Yeah, well.
Sunday Night Football, the L.A. Chargers play at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Senator, who you got?
You know, I guarantee you the Steelers wish they hadn't traded Josh Dobbs with their quarterback situation. They wish they still had him. Because of all of that, I really like Mike Tomlin a lot, but I think the Chargers have obviously better quarterbacking than whoever this third, fourth string quarterback is for the Steelers. So going with the L.A. Chargers.
Chargers are 2-3 and were expected to do great things. They have to win this game, and I think they will at home.
Tails.
So I'm
Pittsburgh.
So you have Pittsburgh.
All right.
Going with the steel curtain.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Monday Night Football, the Detroit Lions, who Senator are playing some good football this year, playing at Green Bay against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
Well, Detroit is playing well. The Packers, though, were really, really impressive winning in Arlington against the Cowboys. So playing at Lambeau Field, I'm going to go with the Cheeseheads winning.
You know, I got to tell you, Senator, when you take Aaron Rodgers and now they have a running game, and the way their defense is playing, they look as good as anybody in the league right now, not named the New England Patriots. So I'm with you on that. I agree.
Yeah, they're hot.
Yep, the Green Bay Packers. I'm going with them as well.
And it's heads. So I'm with you on that one, too.
Yep.
All right.
The only difference is you got Pittsburgh and we got the Chargers.
Right.
So we're
there's more Steeler fans in your listening area than there are Chargers fans.
There's more Steelers fans in every listening area than there is Charger fans.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, Senator, have a great one. We'll wrap it up here. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the football, and always thanks for your time.
We'll enjoy it if the Redskins win. Thank both of y'all.
Thank you.
Stay strong for freedom.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.